Hi, I'm Gabrielle, and today we're going to be talking about Vim. So Vim is a text editor with some really nice features that we're going to discuss today. So when you want to get into Vim, at the command line, what you need to do is type vim and the name of the file you want to make or edit. So we're going to make a file, and we'll call it test.c. So when you enter Vim, you're in what's called normal mode. So this is where you can do all the sort of neat features and interesting things. And when you want to actually type text, you go into what's called insert mode by just at the command line type or at the in the window typing I. And then you're in insert mode and you can just type text and H. And then you have text. Vim does syntax highlighting and it does some nice things like that. But most of what you do in Vim is actually going to be in normal mode. And you get to normal mode from insert mode by hitting escape. So when you want to exit Vim, what you have to do is type in normal mode, type colon, and then Q. If you want to save what you do before you exit, type WQ for write and then quit. So now we're going to load up a file that I already have some text in and show you some cool things. Okay. So the way you can, suppose we did some changes, and we're like, I don't actually really want to save those. So if you just type Q, it's going to say that you didn't save, and it tells you to use the exclamation point override. So the exclamation point in Vim is sort of the force command. It tells you basically, do this, I know what I'm doing, and I really want to do it anyway. So if we do Q bang, and then we go back in, none of those changes are there. They're all gone. Okay, so now most of the cool things in Vim have to do with just text editing and doing interesting things from the normal mode. So one of the interesting things about Vim is in addition to being able to use the arrow keys to edit, you can also use to move around, you can also use H, J, K, and L. So J is down, K is up, L is left, and H is right. And if you actually practice using these, you actually get very, very fast at moving around Vim because you don't have to be moving your hand to the arrow keys all the time. So it's a good thing to get used to. Okay. Suppose we wanted to insert text, but we're like over here, and we actually want to insert at the end of the line. You can actually do that just with two keys. You just do Shift A. And then you're in insert mode at the end of the line. So now I can type, hello, I'm over here now. Oh, that's a V. Okay. Now suppose we're like, actually, I don't want that. So there are a lot of delete commands you can do. So if you, the thing about Vim is a lot of commands have sort of a verb and then a motion. So the verb here we want to do is delete, and we want to delete to the end of the line. So we're going to do D and then dollar sign, and that deletes to the end of the line. Dollar sign is sort of go to the end of the line. Zeros go to the beginning of the line. You also have things like W, which goes to the beginning of the next word. You have E, which goes to the end of the word. These can help you actually navigate Vim very, very quickly. So in addition to being able to delete to the end of the line, you can also just delete a whole line by doing DD, or you can delete just a word by doing DW, which is the word command. And these are sort of ways to delete things quickly and interestingly. And basically, there's something to do whatever you want to do at the moment. You want to be able to be flexible and sort of used to using this sort of verb motion idea, because then you can say, I want to do this. Oh, here, just combine these two commands, and now it'll do what I want. So you may have just noticed that I just undid everything I did. The undo command is U, and the redo command is Control R. So I can just go through and do that, or undo it. And actually, Shift U undoes everything you've done this session. Okay, at the bottom of the page, it just tells you how many changes you've had at how long ago. Most of the stuff that appears at the bottom, you don't actually need to pay that much attention to. But if you do something wrong, that's where you're going to see what it is. Okay. So in addition to having commands to edit things, you also have some commands to move about your code very, very quickly. So the G command is sort of go. So you can do GG to go to the top of the command. You can do Shift G to go to the bottom of the thing you're editing, of the file. And then you can also type a line number. So like we're gonna go to line 150 and then Shift G and it takes you straight there. Another way to go to a specific line is by typing colon and then a line number, so 60. And we're at line 60. So in addition, sometimes you don't know exactly what line you want to go to, but you know the chunk of code you want to go to. So for example, I'm at this, I have a list of my prototypes, and I see, oh, there's a waitfg function. I want to see what that does, but I don't know what line it's on. So you can actually search for things in Vim by typing slash and then what you want to search for, so waitfg. And in addition to highlighting everything it finds, you can then navigate through all the instances of waitfg by hitting N. And so now we're at the waitfg function very quickly, even though I didn't know where it was in the file. And you can, again, go backwards through the things that are searched by hitting Shift N. And that just takes you, searches up as opposed to down. Another really neat thing you can do is match parentheses, which when you're coding is really, really useful. So when Vim naturally highlights the sort of paired parentheses, and if you just click on one, the other one will be highlighted. Your cursor is green and the other one will be highlighted in blue. So let's say you screwed up and forgot this parenthesis, then suddenly there's no highlighted paren, and you're like, uh-oh, that's a problem. If you hold your cursor on one parenthesis, then the matching parenthesis will be highlighted. So if we accidentally deleted a parenthesis, we would see there's no matching paren, and you can actually use the percent sign to try and take you to the matching paren. And I don't know if you heard that little ding sound, but when you do it and there's no matching paren, it'll make a little ding sound that says, there is no matching paren. There are other really cool things you can do. So suppose let me just go to some line, 200. Okay, so I've got some code here, and let's just say I was inserting some text, I don't know why. So first, to open a new line below the line you're at right now, if you just hit O, then you're at the next line and you can start typing. Now, I remember I had that waitfg function, and what if for some reason I wanted to put that in here, but I didn't really remember the syntax. If I start typing, wait, and then I hit Control N, it gives me a list of all of the possible things that could be there. And I say, oh, waitfg, that's what I wanted. And then you can just type in. And then you can just append and keep typing. Hello. And I'm going to just delete that line with dd again. So similar to how you have verb in motion, you can also always add numbers before things. So like suppose I wanted to actually delete like three lines here, I can just type 3DD and I've deleted three lines. And again, U is to undo. So another really sort of interesting thing you can do is, in addition to having sort of verb motion, you also have modifiers that you can apply. So for example, suppose I wanted to delete everything within these curly brackets. So if you do D and then you do I for in and then you just type a bracket, it deletes everything in the brackets. And that's a really, really useful function if, for instance, you decide, oh, I actually don't need that if, or I want something else in that if, and you can get rid of that. You can also delete in parentheses or in the triangle brackets, whatever you want. And that in command is actually can be applied to other things also. So another really, really useful thing to be able to do is copy and paste. So in addition to normal mode and insert mode, there's what's called visual mode. So in visual mode, you type V. And then when you move the cursor along, you start highlighting things. And so say I wanted to copy and paste these lines of code. I highlight them all. I hit Y for yank. And then if I wanted to put them over here, I just hit P for put. And then it pastes them in. And you can paste them in as many times as you want, whatever. You could also, rather than going into visual mode, do a number and then yank. So say I wanted to copy the four lines of code, I could do 4y, and then again go up here and do put, and I have four lines of code. Okay, so that's a lot of the sort of basics of Vim. Now we're going to start doing cool stuff. So one really neat feature you can do is splitting the screen. So if I do colon SP, then it splits the screen into two panes. That's split pane. And now I have two windows, one at the top and one at the bottom. And I can actually navigate between them using Control WW or typing Control W and then using the Vim move command, so up and down. So K is up and J is down. And you can actually change the what's in one file. So say I wanted to load a different file in here. I can do colon E, and then I type the name of the file I want. So let's say we wanted that test file we made, test.c. And now we have that in this window and our previous file in the window above. And to get out of split screen mode, you again just do colon Q, and we're back in one screen. You can also, sometimes depending on how your monitor is set up, two vertical panes might be more useful. And you can do vertical split screen and have two vertical windows. And again, you can do this multiple times. So say I wanted just lots and lots of screens. I could then do colon SP or another vertical screen. You can do whatever you want. Bear in mind that sometimes doing too much of these outlives its usefulness, but it's still cool. Okay. All right. Other really useful things you can do is you can actually change how Vim operates on the fly. So you can do, for instance, suppose I wanted line numbers. So the way you do this is by you type colon and then set and then number. And now I have line numbers. And this is a really useful thing. Suppose I wanted to change the width of my tabs or maybe when I do a search, I don't want to highlight things. You can change all of these things within Vim. And just by doing set and then a command. And if you don't know what command you want, Control D lists them all. And then you can just scroll through them and say, oh, I want to do, I don't know, any of these. And you can just use those. The internet is also a really, really helpful resource for finding what commands are useful or interesting. So the other thing you can do is suppose I say, I like having line numbers, but I really want to have line numbers in all of my files. You actually have what's called a vimrc file, which edits all of your Vim files and is your sort of default format. So we're going to show you how to edit your vimrc file now. So let's just exit this out. I don't want to save my changes, so I'm just going to do Q exclamation mark to force it to change. So if you go to your home directory, if you do ls sachet, it shows hidden files, and you'll see you have a .vimrc. And so if I just do vim .vimrc. I can just edit it like another file. And I have in there right now something that changes the size of my tabs from 4 characters to 8 characters. And you can, again, do sort of anything in this way. Say I wanted to, one of the things that's really important to do is, if you aren't careful, sometimes Vim is set up in compatible mode with VI. And this means a lot of the really cool features that you want to be doing, you can't do. So a good just sort of habit to get into is always just do set, no compatible. And that makes it sure that Vim is not VI compatible, and then you have all the access to all the features you want. And that's very, very nice. When you're in the vimrc file, and if you want to make a comment, you just do a quotation, like a quotation, and then you can type, this is a comment, and it won't affect anything in your vimrc file. So for example, if you want to make notes to yourself about what things do for when you come back to them later, if you don't remember, that's how you do it. Okay, some other useful things you might want to put in your vimrc file are, for example, set IC is ignore case for when you're searching. Say you're searching for something and you want to just you don't know where it's capitalized, where it's not. Set IC ignores case, and set no IC disables that. So most things are going to be, for example, do something or know something. So set compatible would make it would force it to be in VI compatible mode, and set no compatible again makes it not. So yeah, the internet is a great resource for finding interesting things to do with your vimrc file. Okay. So another useful thing, which we're just going to go back to the file we had before. Is find and replace. Sometimes you not only want to say, I want to find WaitFG, I actually want to change it. I don't want to use that anymore. So the way you do that is by doing, there are actually sort of several things you can do. So the first is just you type /s and then WaitFG, and then let's say we just made a wait function. That did not do what I wanted. Oh, sorry, I also have to type, I type /, which is search. I meant to type percent sign, which is replace. So, yeah, to do search and replace, you just type percent. Why is it not doing what I want it to? Okay, percent, and then S, and then... I'm in insert mode. That's why it's doing weird things. Okay, yeah. So if things are never doing what you want, you're probably in insert mode, not normal mode. You don't want to be there. So yeah, just hit escape to get back to insert mode, and then we're going to do search and replace. So the way you do search and replace is you do colon percent S, comma, old, new, and then we're also going to be able to add 2 more commands, G and C, which we'll talk about in a second. So now let's suppose I wanted to replace wait FG with just wait. Then it goes, and now I have wait instead of wait FG. And you'll notice it only replaced the first command. So if I wanted to replace all of them, then what I do is I just do, now let's say I want to undo it. I want to put waitFG back. Colon, percent, S, waitFG, wait with waitFG. And then this is globally, which will change all of them. And the C command basically says, ask me before you change them. But we just want to change everything. So now they're all back. Although the problem with that is, suppose we had actually things that were just wait, and we realized, oh, I don't actually want to wait fgpid. This was supposed to be wait pid. So I'm going to undo it, and now I'm going to do it again where it asks. Okay. Which is percent wait fg, or sorry, it's hard to see what I'm typing. Wait fg. And now it'll go through and ask me to say yes or no on each of these. Do I want to change them? So yes, yes, but I don't want to change this one, so no. And it's still there. So that's another useful feature. And again, we can just undo with you, and that's awesome. So there are a lot of other commands, but sort of they all follow the same general format. So it's usually sort of verb, you can have modifiers, and then you have emotion. And you can look up lots of these on the internet. This is an example of several, but there are more, and depending on what you want to do, you may want to look up other ones. Just another fancy thing you can do. So we said V was visual mode, and this highlights sort of row-based. Just a really fun thing that I actually learned very recently. If you do Control V, then you enter column highlighting mode, and you can select a column. So for example, these all are int sig, but maybe I don't actually want that. You can just hit delete, and now you delete that whole column, and you can replace it with whatever you want. That actually can be incredibly useful. For example, in a file like this, where you have a lot of things that are sort of very uniform in the same column-wise as opposed to row-wise. I'd say the most important thing when sort of getting used to using Vim and experimenting with Vim is just look things up. The internet is a great resource. When I was looking at things for this, I actually found out a lot more things that I didn't even know. It has tons and tons of useful features, and it's very, very cool. I'm going to show you one last thing, which is really neat before I go, which is just you can actually execute commands from within Vim by simply typing colon exclamation point and then command. So let's say for some reason I wanted to make a file if I was running it. If I just type make, then it goes to the command line and it says nothing to be done for all because my make file has already been made. But suppose it was compiling, it would give you the results of the output right there. And then to get back into your thing, you just delete the command and you're back. So Vim is kind of awesome. It's got tons of functionality. It's very, very cool, and use it. I literally just found this by typing vim commands cheat sheet, and it has a list of lots and lots of vim commands and very good explanations of what they do and how to use them. And there are tons of resources there. Many things that will be open source will have lots and lots of very useful information and be very, very cool. This has just, you can see there's so many commands that I didn't have time to get to, but everything does something. And if there's something you want to do, there's a way to do it. Similarly, if you want to see how to edit your Vim RC file, if you just type Vim RC, then there are sites that will show you how to customize your Vim RC, what different commands do, and this is another great resource for customizing your Vim experience. Your VimRC file is what you can use to set your preferences in Vim. Again, we showed you how to set no compatible or set other things, and you can just customize your Vim experience to your specifications. So if you forget any of these things, there's actually a very, very handy thing that is installed on any computer with Vim. If you just go to the command prompt and type Vim tutor, all one word, then it takes you into a tutorial about how to the basics of Vim and how to do things. It has many of the features I've talked about and a few others. It also goes over things with examples and demos so you can practice. This is a great resource for getting started using Vim, so I would recommend that to everyone. Thank you all. I hope this has been informative and useful. Vim is awesome. You should totally use it. Ignore all those people who think Emacs is better. And CS50 is awesome.